I'm Ariel and I'm an alcoholic. I had no idea that I was going to do this right now. And so, you know, I'm really sorry if this is terrible, but I'm going to do my best. I guess I will start out with how I got here. I started using drugs and alcohol when I was 12 years old. It was something I did to fit in with people in my school. Like pretty much everybody in AA, I had a hard time fitting in with people. That's pretty much how I developed all my friends in middle school and throughout high school. And because that's the only place that I felt accepted and like I had friends, I started to glorify drugs and alcohol because I thought it was just the best thing ever. It was everything that was different from what I felt like I was supposed to do and what I was pressured to do by my family. And also when I was a teenager, I was a very angry girl. And I think a lot of the reasons why I started, you know, drinking and drugging on a regular basis, I had this idea in my head that everybody thought the same way that I did. And I thought that everybody knew exactly what I was saying and what I was feeling when I said it to them. That's obviously not the case, but so I was really confused and I thought people were evil and the world was evil because if they know everything that's going on in my mind right now and in my life right now, like why are they acting this way? That's also probably part of some mental illness or something, but so anyways, when I was 17, that's when I the drugs and alcohol finally like took a toll and I was like hopelessly addicted. I didn't really know what withdrawals were at the time. So the first time I experienced them, I just basically collapsed and I just couldn't believe that this is what happens. Like I just didn't know. And all I could think was, you know, I don't care, like I just need more. Like don't let me feel like this ever again. And that just got worse and worse and worse. And somehow I graduated high school and somehow I got accepted to Florida Gulf Coast University, where I was for about 2 years. And I didn't like completely flunk out, but I got like C's and D's. I don't know how I did that either. And at that time I was hanging out with all like the punk rocker kids, which I thought was super cool. And so I don't know, that's when I got more involved with alcohol and everything. Eventually, my 21st birthday, I went out to downtown St. Pete with my best friend at the time and just got completely trashed, like just out of my mind, like blackout drunk. I'm not really sure like what happened. All I know is that I got separated from her and I was walking around downtown St. Pete by myself, wasted in a party dress and high heels. And I got picked up in a car by some men and I asked them for drugs and they took me to their house and I passed out there and woke up to them raping me. So that's one of the things that made me realize like, wow, I'm putting myself, like I didn't really ever give a shit about myself, but that was one of the things that's like, wow, I could probably actually die, and like this could be a lot worse. And so I eventually, a couple months later, checked myself into a rehab and got clean from all the drugs that I was doing. But I continued to go to college, and I figured, you know, I'm in college, like I can drink alcohol, that's what college students do. So I just replaced everything with alcohol. I'm 26 now, so and I just became a mess. That same thing that happened on my 21st birthday happened like two other times because I was so drunk I couldn't protect myself. And then I just continued to drink, so I didn't have to think about that or feel anything from that. I got my first DUI when I was 24. And at the time, it like really wasn't a big deal to me. I think I was going like 70 and a 45 or something. And the cop came up to me, and I was just kind of like, when the lights came on, like I was kind of like, oh yeah, well, I was expecting this to happen. Like, I was just like, well, here's my first DUI. Like, this is what's on the plate for me. So, so he just like kind of walked up to me, and I was like, I'm kind of drunk. Like, I just told him because I thought like somehow that would be like, if I was just honest, and he would be like, all right, well, let's get you home. Like, no, it's not the 1950s. So I went to jail. And so that was actually fun for me because I was just completely out of my mind, wasted, and jail was fun, and I got along with all the women there. And so I got out of jail, and then I was on probation. I was being drug tested every month, and I was drinking, and I would just know like when the drug tests were coming. I somehow passed drug tests like every month, and okay, and the week after I got off of probation for my first DUI, I got my second DUI, and I was at a bar with this guy, and just, you know, and it was funny because that earlier that night, I was a bartender, and I was like, I got really upset about something that happened at work, and I was like, man, I'm just gonna get wasted tonight. Like, I'm just gonna get trashed. Like, that was my solution to everything. So that's what I did. And this time it was weird because that night I felt like, well, at least I have like alcohol. And like, I was very depressed at this time. I was like suicidal and just a mess. And so anyways, alcohol, among other things, that night, I decided we were going to a house that was across the street. So I was like, oh, I'll just drive my car. Like, it's 2 seconds. There's no way a cop is going to pull me over. But they did. And I think they were just, like, waiting for me because I was, like, the only car in this, like, shitty bar parking lot at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, they were just, like, pretty much waiting for me. That happened, and then I ended up catching 5 felonies that night. I don't really want to go into that, but it's something that I became like big gossip about, and I think you know, a lot, it became a big, huge deal for like everybody in the world, and like everybody I ever knew like knew about it. So I was literally at this point when I got out of jail that I couldn't hide it anymore. Like, there was a microscope over me, and I couldn't say I didn't have a problem. Like, it was just obvious to everybody and their mothers that Ariel is a mess and she's falling apart. And when I was in jail, I was in the psych ward, and this girl was in the cell next to me. She was like screaming at the top of her lungs. for like the 20 hours that I was in there, just straight the whole time, screaming at the top of her lungs, just echoing in my mind. And at one point, I after, you know, all the phases of, you know, whatever you go through when you're in that state of mind, I finally, I was kind of like forced into this serenity within myself. Like, I was kind of like forced to go inward and find shelter in myself. I found this kind of warm light just coming from outside, from within me. And I had felt the most peaceful and happy that I had in the whole probably years in this psych ward. So that was interesting to me. That was kind of, I guess, maybe a spiritual awakening for me. And now I knew I had something to strive for with, so I began, so I stopped drinking alcohol eventually, and I came to AA, and I found all the support I could ever ask for. AA really saved my life. Eventually started meditating and trying to go back towards that place that I had been forced into, and I found it, you know, and it's still there, and it's like my higher power. So that's just helped me immensely, just surrendering my will to my higher power. I been sober now for 11 months, so next month I'll have a year, and this past week has been kind of funny, not really, but kind of. I had, I'm still going to court for like the things that I did like a year and a half ago, because they just haven't been resolved. And on Tuesday, I found out that I'm gonna have to go to jail for like 10 days, which is not a big deal, in January. And it's really, like, on the surface of it, I'm just like, whatever, it's jail. I've been there before. It's not shit. I'll just, like, hang out and eat noodles and watch TV. Like, whatever. Like, you know, it's like, wait, probably I'm kind of making light of it. But so on the surface, that's how I kind of interpreted it. But deep, like, inside me, like, spiritually, I was feeling really upset about it. Like, it was something that, like, I felt like I had come so far, and I was going to be, you know, disciplined and demoralized and shamed all over again. So that kind of knocked me on my ass for the past couple of days. But you know, I dealt with it. I talked to my sponsor about it. And one of the things that she said to me, which I think is a great little quote that we say in AA, is I ordered a trainload of shit when I was drinking, and just because I'm sober doesn't mean the order has stopped. So that kind of just put it in perspective for me. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm still that person that did those things. I'm not that person, but that's still, you know, on my record under my name. So so that was really bad for me spiritually, but you know, I accepted it. It feels good to be able to accept it and take responsibility and do my time. It's 10 days, like, it's really not a big deal. But I just, whatever. So, and then today I got a call from, I go to USF now, and I will be graduating in May of 2017 with my bachelor's degree in professional writing. So I got a call today, and I got a internship with a medical research company, writing for a medical research company. And so that just, like, totally counteracted all the feelings of, like, guilt and shame and, you know, hatred for myself, into, like, okay, like, take the good with the bad, like, this is life. I don't know, I'm now feeling just very grateful, and if it wasn't for the friends that I've made in AA that I talk to every day and hang out with all the time, I don't think I would have been able to do this as far as I've come, which isn't that far, I know, but it's still far for me. It's farthest I've come. I don't know. Every day I just meditate every day, and it seems to help me a lot. And I don't know. I feel like I don't have anything else to say.